This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington. After 2 years, I'm back on the radio with a voice that's a bit different.
Can't tell you how thrilled we are to have our colleague and friend back on the radio. And you hear the big voice say every weekday morning at 7:10 and 8:40, Jamie Dupree, our Washington insider, leads our coverage. I want you to know that that has truly been the case over these last 2 years, that Jamie lost the ability to speak. He has been working and grinding, as I like to call it, behind the scenes every single day as he's been on a medical journey, seeing doctors all over the country and still being able to find, hopefully, a long-term solution to the rare neurological disorder that he has. But Jamie is back on the radio today with Jamie Dupree 2.0, a computer-generated, synthesized voice that was put together, and this is how it sounds.
For whatever reason, my voice hasn't come back. The doctors say it is a neurological disorder that really does not have any answers or any concrete treatment. I want to thank everyone who has sent words of encouragement over the past 2 years. I wish that my regular voice was back, but this is what I sound like right now.
I am able to get out a little.
So what it means is this: my computer-generated synthesized voice is the best option I have to get back on the radio, but I would certainly like my old voice to return some way, somehow.
We all would as well, my friend. And our colleague, Dori Scheimer, who works side-by-side with Jamie in our Washington bureau, has seen the way. And Dori, I explain it, and you're a hockey fan as well as a grinder. He's been grinding away for the better part of 2 years, working toward a solution, but still working behind the scenes. And I'd love to have your perspective on what you've witnessed these last couple of years of Jamie's journey.
I just got the chills when you said that. I don't know anybody who works harder than Jamie Dupree. So this idea that just because you haven't heard him on the radio for 2 years does not mean at all that he has slowed down whatsoever. In fact, I think he's probably worked harder since he's been off air than, you know, when he could talk. He just is so committed to delivering for our listeners and making sure that they're informed. And beyond that, his dedication to his listeners, his dedication to us, his peers, his colleagues, he has taught me so much. I can't even explain how many times I'm texting him or emailing him or calling him, bugging him about questions, really nerdy questions about legislation and Senate procedure. And, hey, James, any advice on how I should word this policy? And he's just been invaluable to me. He really cares and is really committed to, you know, making sure that all of us are putting out, you know, the best information and the best stories for our listeners.
Dori, how is he communicating with lawmakers, with you? I mean, what are some of the ways and tricks that he's found to stay in communication?
Yeah, what's crazy about Jamie is I can have a whole conversation with him and I forget that he actually didn't say a word. He writes it out. He has this little board, kind of like a dry erase board, that he writes some things down on, or if we're next to a computer, he'll type things to me with a few, you know, words that he can get out in between. And it's pretty incredible how well he is able to communicate without his voice. And also, he's earned so much respect with lawmakers over the years and built those relationships that lawmakers are willing to take, you know, the extra minute to stop and talk to Jamie in a way that, you know, he can communicate. So I don't think it's really slowed down Jamie's ability at all to have those conversations with his colleagues, with lawmakers. And it's pretty incredible to watch.
Dori, it's great. And thank you very much for reflecting on working side by side with Jamie these last couple of years and continuing to do so as well. And you can read the full backstory at WOKV.com, including the role that South Florida Representative Ileana Ross Layton played in ultimately getting more attention, which Jamie credits with ultimately getting us to Jamie Dupree 2.0. Weather and traffic with an 8.